Welcome to the podcast of Sea to Life. My name is Melody Franz. I'm the daughter of evangelist Chris Franz, and today I just want to share with you a quick testimony. When I was about 11 years old, I was finally able to go on a missions trip with my dad back to Kenya. We had lived there several years before, but I hadn't been back in a while, and I was so excited to finally get to go back. I had saved all my money for many years, and I finally had enough to go, and I was so excited. And we went to Wota, Kenya, and that crusade was so powerful, especially for me personally. When we got there, we had the crusade as usual, the meetings as normal, and one of my favorite parts has always been seeing people get healed by the power of God. And I remember as the people were coming up for that altar call of healing, seeing one lady in particular, she totally stood out to me. There was two other ladies that were dragging her into that crusade and sat her down in a chair, and I remember seeing how her feet were dragging in the dirt behind her. She was totally lame from her hips down. She couldn't move her feet at all, couldn't walk. She had to be brought in by these two ladies, and my heart absolutely broke for her. When I saw her, my heart just felt so heavy. I thought, Lord, here I am. I can run, I can walk, I can jump, I can do and go wherever I want to go on my own two feet, and this lady can't do any of that. She has to have two other people drag her into this meeting, and my heart was just breaking. And I remember the team, they went, they prayed for her, but nothing happened, and I remember feeling so sad and so broken. And I went to my hotel room. I prayed for her in my own time, and she came back the next day, but again, nothing happened. And this kept happening every day. The team would pray for her. I would pray for her in my personal time, but nothing happened. Then came Saturday. Saturday was my birthday. I was turning 12 years old that day, and I was so excited. I remember going to the crusade field and just seeing everything, taking it all in. It was so wonderful. And I remember they got to the healing portion again, and this lady was there again. And I remember, okay, I need to have a talk with the Lord. So I went behind the stage, found a quiet space to sit in, a little chair, and I just sat down there and I started praying. And I said, Lord, you know that today's my birthday, and I really don't want anything for my birthday this year. I don't want any gifts. I don't want any toys. I want nothing. The only thing that I want this year, the only thing that I desire, is that you heal this lady. And I remember just pouring out my heart to God like that, just praying to him. And as this was going on, all of a sudden the crowd started cheering and shouting. And I was so curious. I was like, what is going on? So I got up, I went to the front of the stage, and I saw that lady. She was standing there on her own two feet. You know, she had been lame like that for 22 years. And I remember seeing her walking. She was shaky because it was like she was learning to walk again for the first time, like a little toddler. But it was wonderful to see. And I remember just crying and being so overjoyed with what the Lord had just done. And I remember in that moment, I made a commitment to the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to see things like this happen every day, and I want to see things like this even happen through me. So I decided from then on, I'm going to read my Bible every day. I'm going to pray every day. And Lord, I'm going to follow you with all of my heart. And you know, the Lord wants to do mighty things through you and through me. And I want to encourage you today with Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. You know, even if our situation may seem hopeless in the natural, we can look at that situation with faith eyes and see God can do it. He can make a way where there is no way. My situation may seem hopeless, but in faith, I trust God and I believe in him, and he will heal my body. He will give me a breakthrough in my finances or whatever else it is that you're believing for. So I just wanted to encourage you today. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Follow him and be bold in your prayers for him, and he will answer your prayers. Have a wonderful day and be blessed mightily of the Lord.